Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go get your Bible and turn it to the book of Luke. We are studying a lesson from Luke chapter 18 about the two men that went up to the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And how the Pharisee was so proud and that he was so good in his own eyes and not like that publican. But the publican, standing afar off, was humble. He would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be thou merciful to me, a sinner. That's where we're going to begin in just a moment, in Luke chapter 18 and verse 13. So while you're turning your Bible there, I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, about halfway between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're looking at a lesson on the spirit of prayer that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of February 11th, 1923. Now this is class session 209 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And taking up where we left off in that reading, we see that the publican was a self-acknowledged sinner. In humility and contrition, he prayed in a very different spirit from the Pharisee. In their penitence, humility, and obedience, the publicans and harlots would go into the kingdom of God before the Pharisees. We read in Matthew chapter 21, verses 31 and 32. Which of the two did his father's will? They say the first. Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and harlots believed him. And ye, when ye saw it, did not even repent yourselves afterwards, that ye might believe on him. We read in Luke chapter 7, verses 29 and 30, that all the people, when they heard, and the publicans, justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected for themselves the counsel of God, being not baptized of him. Oh, they were too proud to be baptized. They were too good for that. They wanted to be saved their own way. And hence, a penitent sinner that will humble himself and do God's will is going to come into the kingdom of God, of heaven, before these proud who refuse to do his will. Now this publican, when he was in the temple praying, was standing afar off. This shows that the publican felt his unworthiness to come into the presence of God in the temple. He manifested reverence and awe for God. He trusted in the mercy of God and not in his own righteousness. His feelings of reverence and awe for God are further seen in that he would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but with his face bowed toward the ground, he smote his breast as an act showing his grief over his sins, saying, God, be thou merciful to me, a sinner. He realized his only hope of salvation was in the mercy and forgiveness of God. And this was the opposite of the feeling and condition of the Pharisee's heart. This was humility. Distrust in self and trust in God. Humility, contrition, and a feeling of entire dependence on God for pardon and peace and reverence and fear for God are always necessary to be acceptable with God. and to live a pure and holy life. He who never reaches this point never repents and never reaches salvation by the grace of God. We read that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. That's in Luke chapter 18 and verse 14. The publican, in the condition of heart just described, prayed and was forgiven. The Pharisee was not heard and forgiven. This shows that all prayer is not answered, as stated in the introduction. There are certain conditions or elements to acceptable prayer. Two of these conditions, as shown in this lesson, are importunity and humility. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. All who imagine that by their own wisdom and will worship they can improve upon the way and the work of God and do not acknowledge their dependence upon God's will for guidance in all spiritual matters have exalted themselves and will be abased by suffering eternal ruin. All who are poor in spirit feel and acknowledge their dependence on God for His truth and guidance in all things, who accept salvation from Him upon His own terms and His own way, who fear to go beyond that which was written, and who tremble at His word, are humble and will be exalted as His children to the enjoyment of eternal life. Now that ends this particular Sunday school lesson on the spirit of prayer. But right at the end of this lesson, there is a little piece of poetry inserted in the little book that I'm looking at by the poet Robert Grant. And here is what that poem says. Savior, as in dust to thee, lo, we bow the adoring knee. When repentant, to the skies scarce we lift our weeping eyes. O, by thy pains and woe, suffered once for man below, bending from before the throne on high, listen to our humble cry. I now turn the page, and I see that the Sunday school lesson for the next Sunday, the Sunday of February 18th, 1923, is a story of Jesus and Zacchaeus. It is found in Luke chapter 19. But before we get there, let's read from Luke chapter 18 in verse 15, and then on into Luke chapter 19 in verse 10 to make the connection between this lesson on the spirit of prayer and this lesson about Jesus and Zacchaeus. If you have your Bible, you'll want to follow along. Luke chapter 18 and verse 15. And they were bringing unto him also their babes, that he should touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called them unto him, saying, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for to such belongeth the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall in no wise enter therein. Luke chapter 18 and verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, even God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and mother. And he said, All these things have I observed from my youth up. And when Jesus heard it, he said unto him, One thing thou lackest yet. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when he heard these things, he became exceeding sorrowful, for he was very rich. And Jesus, seeing him, said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to enter through the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, Who then can be saved? But he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And Peter said, Lo, we have left our own and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or wife, or brethren, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this time, and in the world blessings to come. And he took him unto the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, Luke 18 and verse 31. And all the things that are written through the prophets shall be accomplished unto the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered up to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and shall be shamefully treated, and spat upon, and they shall scourge and kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them, and they perceived not the things that were said. Luke 18:35. It came to pass, as he drew nigh unto Jerusalem, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before him rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Now let's turn to Luke chapter 19, and we'll read verses 1 through 10. And he entered, and was passing through Jericho. And behold, a man called by the name Zacchaeus, and he was a chief publican, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, He's gone to the lodge with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have wrongfully exacted aught of any man, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, Today is salvation come to this house, for as he is also, for he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Now that is the reading for the lesson that we're going to have on Jesus and Zacchaeus. There is a golden text for this reading. It is found in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. The last verse we read, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. This is as Jesus, the events of this take place as Jesus passes through Jericho on his way to his crucifixion. And when we return in our next class, we will read the 24th Psalm as a devotional reading for this lesson on Jesus and Zacchaeus. So you be listening for that school bell. And as you have opportunity, you come visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff and see how we worship and study the Bible.